This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. In somewhat dramatic fashion, the U.S. House of Representatives averted a shutdown of the government with a rare Saturday session that ended around 2:45 p.m. Eastern Time with the passage of a temporary continuing resolution funding the government for another 45 days until mid-November, giving time for finishing the appropriations bills that would fund the government for the remainder of the fiscal year ending next September 30th. All the signs pointed to a shutdown. The House GOP had failed in an attempt to fund the government on Friday, and most members, including myself, had resigned themselves to the government shutting down. We came back Saturday morning licking our wounds and ended up rallying behind the measure that we passed later Saturday afternoon. It was really a stunning turnaround. Democrats were convinced that they were in the driver's seat, given the obvious friction on our side of the aisle brought on by a number of hardcore members who were playing my way or the highway. What they wanted wasn't possible, and it became clear that it was either shut it down or come to a reasonable compromise. That we did. I give Speaker McCarthy a lot of credit on that last play call. He knew the extreme right was going to come after him if he did, and they just might come after him, but in the end, he agreed to the package we approved. Assuming a motion to vacate the chair, I am hopeful we can avoid any more drama. We don't need that, and America doesn't need that. So come Monday, we will remain in session to finish our work on the 2024 appropriation bills. We still have two that we need to finish in committee. That's Commerce, Justice, Science, and Labor, Health, and Human Services and Education, and a total of 8 bills that still need full House approval. It's doable, but keep in mind, the desire by a lot of our members to drive the spending numbers far lower won't go away with Saturday's vote. It only buys us a little more time. I had the honor of presiding over the proceedings on Saturday. Nearly 4 hours in the chair will wear a guy out, but in the end, when I brought the gavel down, saving a shutdown, it carried with it a really good feeling. So feel good for now that the federal government is still functioning, but to spike the ball in the end zone would be a mistake. We still have a lot of game to play before it's all over. The next cliff, 17 November. That's when this CR runs out. No time to waste. I'm ready to finish our work. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.